This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Women's Leadership Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by a very special guest. We have with us Michelle Mills Clement. Michelle is the CEO of the Chicago Area of Realtors. And what a fascinating time to be heading up a real estate organization. Michelle, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Scott. So as you said, I'm the CEO of the Chicago Association of Realtors. And I've been here a couple years now, just a little bit over 2 years. My background is actually in association management, so not necessarily real estate, but working with 501c6 organizations. I've worked with the Commercial Brokers Association, NAOP, which is a commercial development association, and then a whole host of others from trade associations to healthcare groups. I've also done some work with a nonprofit group such as the Boy Scouts of America, which is my first job out of Chicago. But born and raised in Chicago, lived here majority of my life. I did spend 5 years in Seattle, Washington. Just love the Pacific Northwest. Did some time there when I was CEO with Commercial Brokers Association. Actually moved there with my husband for his role with the Starbucks in the corporate office. And we ended up coming back to Chicago for this opportunity. So we're living here in the city. We have a 3-year-old son who is keeping us quite busy and just really just trying to enjoy life.
Thank you very, very much. I'm going to ask you the core role in supporting realtors and the role of the Chicago area of realtors, Chicago Association of Realtors. But before I do that, I did want to ask you a little bit about what does the market look like today? What's your feel for what the market looks like today?
Yeah, our members are busy. You know, for a lot of places in the country, real estate was on hold when we had the COVID-19 pandemic at the start. But here in Illinois, it was deemed essential from the beginning of the pandemic. So we did see sales slow down for the first few months, but we essentially saw what we call a busy spring market actually start in the summer. And so that's starting to carry into fall for us right now. Interest rates are historically low, and it's really just encouraging buyers to enter the market either sooner if they weren't thinking about it, or maybe making a change to do it now versus later. August alone, we saw a 9% increase in year-over-year closed sales and a 33% increase in pending sales. We also saw median sale prices rise almost 50% year-over-year in August. So another issue, though, is that inventory is low. So this is a trend that we've been seeing for a while. And because of this, you know, it's a very competitive market. We're seeing a lot of multiple offer situations that are happening. But one thing I think has been really something we've noticed since the spike of the pandemic is that there is a really big look for single family home sales, detached single family homes. So we're seeing people wanting to get greater space, you know, more room. We really do think that's tied to the pandemic.
And do you expect that this will continue for a long time? Meaning this desire for more space, more room, more houses, detached houses versus apartments and condos. What's your sense of that?
You know, I envision that people are going to rethink how they're going to live moving forward. I don't think we're ever going to go completely back to normal. So people are going to start to think, if I'm working in my home longer, or if my family is going to all be here at one time, which, you know, honestly, you don't always see that scenario 24/7. I think people may start to look for, what does space mean? Sometimes you give up location for space, or you give up space for location. I think now people just really have to decide which one is more important to them. If location is important to them so that they can be closer to outside areas, maybe a park or things like that if they have young children, or if space inside is more important to them, if they're in a colder environment, I think that's really going to shift the trend. And also if people are going to go back to work. You know, now that we can work remote, I know a couple of people that have moved into their vacation homes and actually sold their primary residence, because they're learning that they can live anywhere. So it's going to boil down to personal, you know, decisions and what's really best for individual families.
In leading up as CEO of Chicago Association of Realtors, how do you look at your top priorities? What's the core role in leading that association?
The core role is really meeting the members' needs. You know, we have about 16,000 realtors in the city of Chicago that are members of CAR. And their needs are first and foremost for us. And that covers a whole gamut of areas. But we have a huge government affairs arm. And this is where it's all about protecting private property rights. This is really where a lot of the laws come into place, even just real estate being essential in Illinois. This was a part of what I would say is a top priority, making sure that people can still do business so that they can even have a livelihood.
And when you look at sort of the changing world of real estate, how does the Zillows and the Redfins and stuff like that play into the role of the association? How does that work? The realtors, give us a sense of those issues that come up.
Well, first off, Redfin is actually a brokerage, and we have a great representation of Redfin within our association and on our board of directors. So we're very excited to have Redfin as well as many brokerages within the Chicagoland area. But Zillow, on the other hand, is not a brokerage. And so I think what happens is you'll see individuals that'll want to try to go to maybe this type of an app or get information about home buying and selling that may not always be accurate. At the end of the day, we believe that the power of a realtor is what's important, guiding you through probably the biggest investment that you'll make in a person's lifetime, and a very emotional one at that. You need someone that has the expertise in the area. You can go through all the technology in the world there is. You can try to do all this stuff on your own and get pretty far in the process. But at the end of the day, an individual that is definitely licensed in this area, has the expertise in this area and the experience and the relationship, you're just not going to be able to replace that.
And let me ask you a question. You've hit this point well that it's a very personal decision. If I'm fighting with my spouse and I think we should have a smaller house and spend less money on it, that's not something you could help me with, right?
Individually?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I feel like
joking.
I've had that same argument, so we're all there.
So you might be able to. In terms of the realtors, the realtors are one of the, and partly due to what you talked about, which is keeping allowing to buy and sell houses, essential and allowed to do it. The realtors have actually, through this pandemic, done okay. I mean, better than they would have expected in March and April, I think. Is that a fair statement, just because the market's so busy?
I think it depends on where you are in the market. And in Illinois, for us, it varies. And even in the city of Chicago, it varies. So what might be happening in one part of town, as far as how well you're able to do business, it could be vastly different if you go to another part of town. So it really just depends on the area that you're in. Some people are seeing, you know, spikes in sales, and they're doing pretty well. Other people that are part of our membership, I know, are struggling to get their next deal. And so I think it goes back to real estate is so diverse. You know, it covers the whole gamut from, you know, whether it's leasing, looking for the best apartment, finding this luxury home, a vacation home. It's all over the place. And so it's really not the same experience for every person. And one thing, Scott, I have to tell you, can I just tell you one thing, Scott? It's realtor. We get real big on this. It's two syllables. And our members, if they're hearing me today, they want to make sure that you got that realtor versus realtor.
Realtor. Realtor.
Yep. Realtor.
Realtor.
Two syllables.
Realtor. Realtor. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. I'm getting an education today. Another question for you, Michelle. The mix of your memberships between people that represent large brokerage houses versus smaller independents, what does that kind of look like in today's world?
I don't have the exact numbers in front of me of the breakdown, but I will say we have about 16,000 members, but a lot of that is made up of the smaller, which we like to call boutique brokerages, the ones that maybe are on their own or maybe just a couple of members there, or they've started their own business, so they may not be with one of the larger chains. We do have a big portion of that. Again, I don't have the exact statistics on that, but it really varies. Like, we have a really diverse group of people that are part of this association, from some of the largest brokerages in the city of Chicago all the way down to some of the smallest. And one of the things that, you know, it's important for us is to figure out, how do we meet the needs of every member? So how do we meet the needs of someone at a larger brokerage down to that one-man shop? And that's something that, you know, we're constantly always thinking about at an innovative level to figure out how we can meet those needs.
In a realtor, it's still one of the great independent professions where somebody could have their own business, be autonomous, be an entrepreneur, maybe in a larger network, but still one of the great remaining bastions of independence out there where you can really be an independent, can't you?
No, I agree. Absolutely. I think anybody can say, I want to be in real estate. And we have some people that might watch HGTV or you know, get on Bravo and see Million Dollar Listing and think, I want to do that. And then just decide I'm going to jump in. But it really takes dedication and it really takes that relationship building expertise to do so. We have a school here, so we actually do pre-licensing if you're interested in getting into the field. But one of the things that is stressed during the process is what goes into making this career, you know, advantageous for you. It may be something you want to do full time. It may be something you want to dabble with on the side. It may be something you just want to do so that you have the info and you know how to make best decisions for you and your family. In that regard, everybody can get into the business. It just determines how far you want to go and how much of an investment you want to make in yourself and in the industry as a whole.
And then you have great empathy for your brokers, for your realtors. You have great empathy for them. You care deeply about, are they doing okay? Are they getting through this? Are there government hurdles? I mean, that's a real part of your role and a part of your life is having great empathy for your membership.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, part of why I got into association management is because I really enjoy working for people and having the relationships with individuals. I love the structure of a membership-based organization because essentially you're helping people be great at what they do for a living. And so you have to be empathetic. You have to stop and think, what is this like for them? So when the pandemic hit, the first thing we're thinking about is, people have pending sales out there. How do we make sure they can get these done? What are they thinking right now? Are they going to be able to go to open house? Can we give guidelines so people know what to do? So you do have to be empathetic and think about it from all angles.
When the pandemic hit, and even now, did your volume of calls from members, from realtors go up tremendously? What was the sense of that?
Yeah, it's skyrocketed. And, you know, we have about 42 people on staff here, and we pivoted to completely virtual, everyone working from home. And luckily, we were prepared for that. We had a remote work policy that actually just gone into place a month prior. So we were ready, but the calls came in, and we were able to take them. But what happened was we didn't have all the answers because nobody had all the answers. Things were changing, you know, day by day, down to hour by hour. And we were getting information as best we could, as fast as we can get it. Where things were beneficial is when I go back to that government affairs relationships that we have, the state association, the Illinois Realtors, works very closely with the governor's office. So they were able to get information oftentimes before it was hitting mainstream media. For us, we have the same relationship within the city. So we were able to reach out to our contacts there and get information. We brought in our legal team when the stay-at-home order came in place and had them put together an FAQ document that really broke down what exactly that meant for real estate specifically and for realtors specifically. And as soon as we had that information, we started populating a portion of our website to keep things updated real time. We started pushing members to the site because that's where we were keeping things updated as they changed. The other piece to that, we did an all-member town hall, I think that Monday after the stay-at-home order. We brought in the legal team that I mentioned. We also brought in members from the National Association of Realtors and staff that talked about a lot of the opportunities for, you know, whether it was payment protection programs that were being thought of. And they really walked through what was going on at the federal level as well.
Well, just fascinating. I know, Michelle, you've got this magnificent reputation amongst your members. Anything else you wanted to say to your members today before I let you go?
Just that we always have you at top of mind. You know, everything we do is to make sure that we're increasing your productivity and making this a place that you can get what you need to build your business. We've had a big focus as of late on diversity and inclusion. This is something that's been near and dear to my heart since I started here. And it's been work that the association has been tackling since that time as well. But as of late, with social unrest happening and a lot of issues around social justice being at the forefront, we've really been pushing even harder on initiatives that we already had in place. So we have a committee called the 77. It's our diversity committee, and it has one representative from every neighborhood in the city of Chicago. And the goal of that group is to make sure that we have representation from the entire city and we're servicing every single member that there is. And so what I say to the members is make sure that, you know, you're engaged, let us know what you need, but we represent all of you and we want to continue to do so.
Michelle Mills Clement, what a pleasure to visit with you today and hear more about the Chicago area of realtors. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Scott. Absolutely. Have a great one.